Hey, so there's gonna be kind of like a crackle, I think, in the background, but I can't really help that. I'm just kind of getting my PC back together, and I don't have my full recording setup kind of finished. I just wanted to basically just kind of give a general life update and explain more or less what's been going on and why I've kind of been absent. So I was out of state for college. Which I think a good portion of you guys know. I've kind of talked about it really briefly, especially if you know my Patreon. I've been open about not being quote unquote home for college. And life sucks. I really fucked up. The semester ended incredibly poorly due to a lot of different reasons. And I've kind of been concerned about everything mentally. After like getting out of treatment and stuff, and you know, trying to keep up with all of that, and I've realized as of late that I kind of really fucked myself over, thinking that I could do everything and be perfect for everyone and manage to balance all of these things, which I can't. I really, really, really can't. So I hook on streaming and I have been writing a shit ton of scripts, or I was, and then I had schoolwork, and then I had two different D&D groups, and then I had stuff with the Patreon, and then personal relationships, and then family relationships, and I was trying to find a job, and I was living in a new area, and even if these things don't sound like super crazy major to like a neurotypical person or a person that doesn't have the history or baggage that I do, it's a lot for me. I have like it's been a joke in my friend group now that I'm like one infinity stone away from having like a fucking a gauntlet of mental health bullshit. So life has been really difficult, and I basically have had to come home and completely move out of the out of state place that I was in and recenter my life. I got with a psychiatrist, and I've recently been diagnosed with bipolar type 2 and ADD, severe ADD, and I'm getting back on medication for the first time since I was like 13, 12 or 13. Meds like really wrecked my shit when I was younger, because as we found out, if you try to put an antidepressant on somebody who has bipolar without giving a mood stabilizer as well, it actually makes the symptoms and the mental health worse. There's like a proven correlation between that. And that's kind of what happened to me, and it drove me insane, and I just had to quit meds altogether. And when I did that, I became very, very afraid. So I can't get into too much more detail, just for the sake of trying to keep this reasonable. But the fact that I'm going on to meds and I'm making that commitment means that I'm really in a dire place. There's been a lot of loss in my family outside of just like the stuff that I was talking about. So I've been under pretty extreme stress. And you know, just finding out about these diagnoses, it's my entire life is about to change. With medication and with kind of what I'm doing, I'm gonna end up changing my major because I don't think I can go into psych anymore. Working with my baggage might actually not be the best idea. So I'm really doing a lot of soul searching at the moment. I'm looking for like a quote unquote real life job since I'll be at home, and you know, it makes sense for me to do something and actually get experience from it and whatnot. So there's a lot going on, and I had to stop streaming, I had to stop editing and recording a lot while I was at college for various reasons, but most of all, like mental health. And that's just kind of like to explain where I'm coming from. I plan on continuing to record and edit. I don't plan on stopping, but there's a reason there's been a huge hiatus, and I was terrified to address it. I have a very big problem with fearing letting people down or hurting people, or not living up to what people's standards or expectations for me are. So when I get put in a situation where I can't perform, or I can't, you know, put out all the things that I want to perform or put out, it really, really, really hurts me, because all I want to do is give you guys content and do stuff that I really love doing, and not being able to, because my life is being overrun by my mental health, it's it really fucking sucks. It really sucks. So, I've had to kind of deal with the pressure of that, and, it's so hard to, like, come out and say anything, which is why I've been quiet. I just said that, I'm sorry. So I'm hoping, moving forward, I can get back in the swing of things. Once I'm on medication, I'll be able to balance things a little better. And through the process of tweaking them, might actually get the ball rolling on the rest of my life, right? So I had a few free moments. I knew the house was going to be alone while my parents ran to the store. So, I wanted to hop on really briefly, even though this setup is scuffed, to, kind of give an explanation and check back in with you guys, because you deserve an update. And, I needed to explain since I've been pretty much radio silent. I really hope this, explains what's going on and maybe eases some, if there was worry at all, maybe it helps with that. And for those of you who don't understand, then, at least this is a promise that I'll be back around. I really do love recording, and it's something I want to keep doing for a very, very long time. It's just, life is hard. And life is, like, super hard when you've got all of this, like, hereditary, genetically influenced illness that's, like, compounded upon by your tragic backstory and, all the shit that I've been through. So, this is, like, another piece of baggage, and, I've collected a couple more diagnoses that explain why, part of why my life has been a little bit in shambles. A lot of it is, it's personal choice, and it's the fact that, like, I can't control this. I was, in the office after my diagnosis with both, and, my psychiatrist was kind of like, well, you can't think or feel your way out of these things. Like, this is stuff that needs to be medicated. It's different. And so I'm trying to, not beat myself up over that and, keep it moving forward. And, with that said, I don't think I'll be able to edit tonight. It's Saturday the 18th when I'm recording this. I'll probably be posting it to my Patreon tonight and then maybe Reddit tomorrow morning. But on Sunday, I do plan to edit some and try to get a little bit further into this Warframe audio that I've been making. And I might try to post something smaller onto GWA before that. That's, like, reintroducing me back to the crowd since I've been away for so long. But yeah, all of this to say, hey, mental health sucks. I got some new diagnoses. I'm going on medication. My location has changed, but this does mean I'll be able to record more frequently. Being at home means I'll have a house to record in, and I don't have to worry about roommates, and I'll know when people are home. So on weekends at least, or, at certain points in the week, I'll be able to actually record and get new content out, even if it's not, like, as dramatic or insane. I can do smaller scripts and, like, Gramble Fabs and stuff like that. Anyway, point is, I can record a little more. I'm really trying to work things out. I've missed you guys terribly, and I feel awful about deserting y'all. I don't like doing that. I just really didn't know how to kind of confront this and come forward with all this information. So, again, I just hope I've provided some clarity, and maybe some reassurance, and, moving forward, maybe you guys will, understand a little bit more why I've kind of been the way I've been. Yeah, thank you for sticking around if you've stuck around. That's what keeps me doing this kind of stuff, is people who like, really, really support and really, really care. I'm sorry. It just means a lot to me. And I'm really, really thankful. I hope you're having a good day or evening wherever you are, and I look forward to talking to you guys soon. And my computer just fell asleep. Oh my god, and people are messaging me. Okay, I hope that recorded. Anyway, thank you guys. Bye.